6, call the Papa Zulu. Listening, everybody around?
Copy, you're very weak though. What are you running in the way of power or where are you located?
Yeah, I'm in Bong. I'm inside the house.
You're only 30% in. It's no use. You're not going to get out from inside the house there with a low power radio. K6DPZ. When you're outside, you do better. I'll gladly be able to pick up the contact. K6DPZ, clear.
Net, tonight at 8:30, WQVL, repeater system.
The K6 station, I have a better antenna. Is this allowed then?
acknowledge the receiver. Something is wrong with the receiver. KB2, VBN, B44, Far Rockaway in the cold.
Boy, if you get out there on these streets today, drive carefully. You don't know where the black ice is. Somebody's out there keying it up a lot.
I'm sorry about that. Sometimes my radio freezes up, and I was trying to key up, but I was testing it a few times. This is KC2 TLV coming back to you.
Okay, KC2 TLD K6 KPJ in the Mobile. Yeah, we're just out here headed towards Syosset. Doctor's appointment. And, yeah, I know what you mean about the radio freezing up. Yeah, I'm looking here, 23 degrees right now. A regular heat wave. The name on this end is Ernie.
How you doing, Ernie? This is Steve. What part of Syosset are you going to? I'm familiar, with the town, I was just curious, you know, I know there's the medical buildings by the hospital in Jericho Turnpike, and then you got a few of the medical buildings, you know, down by the tracks over by the CVS there.
Well, I'm sure you know where the Syosset Bowl is. I'm turning right on that street and just going down about a half a block, and I've been going there for 10 years, next month, it'll be 10 years.
It's DTZ. Hello, Eddie.
KD2, ESY.
Andy.
Steve.
Looks like the chat room is full. Yeah, that's Michael Drive there, Ernie. Yeah, I'm familiar with it. Anyway, I'll pass it over to Hal. And I guess, how you pass it over to KD2ESY.
Very good. Good morning, gentlemen. I just don't know what you guys are happening. All right, I'm going to listen. I got a couple things I got to do. KD2ESY, pick it up. K6 Dirty Purple's up. Oceanside, New York.
Morning, Hal. Ernie, haven't heard you in a while. Good to see your voice. Happy New Year. And good morning to the other gentlemen. On northern the east, almost coming up to Hop Hog, the end of the parkway here. So, Ernie, how have you been doing lately? KD2ESY.
KD2ESY in the group, K6KPJ. Good morning to you, Hal, and you, Andy. I've got Steve out there. a regular group. Well, we're doing pretty good. We haven't been up here in a while. We come back up here for doctor's appointments because I still haven't gotten a good pain management doctor down there in New Jersey yet. But I'm checking them out and making sure they have what I want. And once I get that, then we'll have all of our medical records and everything sent to them. But That's basically what we're doing right now. I mean, the weather down there is totally different. I mean, it's only 140 miles, but I'll tell you, it's a big change from here. When you guys are getting rain up here, we get nothing down there. When you get snow up here, we hardly get a flurry. But it'll change, I know it will. Like last year, we only got one snow that you can really say it was a snow. It was only about 3-4 inches deep. But we're enjoying the new place. We really are. And it's just great. At least we're saving some money on taxes, stuff like that. The taxes were killing us up here. So let me turn it over to Steve. Steve, you Hal's going to be on the side there. And you can turn it back to Andy. Let's see, KC2, I think it's TLD, K6, KPJ in the group.
Very good there, Ernie. And I'm just curious, you know, I know Hal is from California, and you both have a call sign beginning with K6. So I'm just curious, you know, and it gets back to you, Ernie, if you originated in California as well. And how you doing there, Andy? Nice to meet you. I don't normally come on in the morning, but I'm off from work today, state holiday, so I'm just chilling out and just chilling out, basically relaxing. over to you, Andy.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, enjoy the day off. Put another log on the fire and kick your feet back. It'll be a nice day for you. Maybe you can catch up on some chores at home that haven't been finished. Not that you have anything that's not finished. I certainly do. Just coming up to Hop Hog here, 3:47. I should be at work in about 20 minutes. So, Ernie, I hope your health has been doing well. I didn't know you moved down to Jersey. Maybe that's why I hardly ever hear from you. Go ahead, pick it up. I think Hal was off on the side there doing some errands.
We bought the house in New Jersey 2 years ago, and we slowly but surely moved down there. We weren't in a real big hurry, and we could take our time. And we still have the house here on Long Island in Merrick, and we'll be putting it on the market probably, I'm going to guess this, maybe 2 months, might be three. And we'll have that one out from under us. I mean, we're looking forward to selling it. And we think that it's going to be our next door neighbor that's going to buy it. She's a great kid, and she lives there with her mom and her grandfather. So she asked us if we would let her know before anyone else what the price was we were going to sell it for. And we told her sure. And I'd really like to see her buy it, because this way she can be close to her mom, close to her grandpa, and all those kind of good things. But Steve, as for my call originated in California. Not this call originated in California. I got my first call back in 1956, and K6 EMX is what it was. And then we left California in 95, and I picked up an 8 call in Michigan, and after being on a sabbatical for about 13 years. But anyway, this call, K6KPJ, was my dad's call, and I wanted to keep his call alive for teaching me such a wonderful hobby.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
Send it out.
Good there, Andy, Ernie. It sounds like you, Oceanside to Merrick. And you give me hope. I don't got to move too far. New Jersey, a little warmer. Sounds nice. We got to retire in Atlantic City. No? And, Andy, I gather you headed eastbound on 347. Sounds like you're headed in an eastward direction because you mentioned Northern State Parkway. Over to you, Andy.
Yep, I'm headed to east to Dawkins today. Just passing Terry Road, which is where Maureen's Kitchen is. If you want the breakfast that'll knock your socks off, go to Maureen's Kitchen on Terry Road. Amazing place. Yep, well, I have a local call sign. Obviously, I've been local. As far as retiring, I know where I'd like to retire. Somewhere in the Caribbean, under a palm tree, with some coconuts, and some nice warm water and sand. Have somebody serve me a pina colada, fishing pole in my hand. I don't even care if there's bait on the hook. That's my place. Well, I can't wait. Maybe a red striped beer, some wild rice ahi, and maybe I'll roll my hair up in some corn rolls. Go ahead, Ernie.
You got it right on the button, buddy. I mean, you're, if that's where you're going to retire, I think I'm going to follow you. maybe we can buy an island together, and that way we'll just lay around, suck on those pina coladas, and as for the hair, my hair is gone, so I don't have to worry about that. That's a good part of mine. Let's see here. And who knows? I see some of them people on TV buying those islands, and I really, really would like to do that.
Well, it sounds good to me, but I don't know. I'm just happy seeing other parts of the United States. I haven't seen much of the country. I'm sure there are other nice areas, exotic areas right here in the States where someone could relax. I don't know. Sometimes you go out of the country and you're under a different jurisdiction. You don't know what kind of trouble you can get into. That's just my opinion. Over to you, Andy.
Oh, I definitely know what kind of trouble I can get into. No question there. Any place where I don't have to put snow tires on. I've got a friend in Gainesville, Florida. Suppose I can go down that way. Still enjoy the warm water and the sun and the beach. And they have some nice crabbing down there. Some great fish. I remember fishing. Oh, no, this was in the Caribbean again. I was fishing. My dad took us out on the boat one day. And he filmed this on his 8mm movie camera. And I'm reeling in, I guess it was some kind of a bonita. And then halfway through the reel, there was a big jerk on the line. And then it was smooth. No resistance except for the weight of the fish. Well, actually half a fish. A shark got the back half of it. And we have this on film.